the 15th of April, 2015, the black and yellow of Westminster and the red of West London descended on Ealing for an event of epic proportions. Varsity 2015 saw the University of Westminster up against the University of West London over a range of different sports. It was loud, intense, and a hot day in more ways than one. A Smoke Radio team was there to cover all the action on a truly incredible day. The men's basketball team got proceedings underway and produced a masterful display, completely outclassing their opponents, to take Westminster into an early 1-0 lead and on the way to retaining the Varsity Cup. I sat down with ex-team captain and new VP for Harrow, Otis Kirby-Dunkley, afterwards for his thoughts on the game and the future of the basketball team.
Last year, I don't know if you know, but we lost in the basketball match. So this year we came with absolutely no mercy and we just wanted to absolutely annihilate them. And we never expected what we did end up doing, annihilating them. The score was 94-30. So shame we didn't get to 100, but oh my goodness, massive result.
Yeah, that is a huge, huge result. And I know the basketball boys were out supporting the others a bit later as well. But what do you think? You've had quite a good season with the basketball. And what do you think, you know, made you guys get such a big result? Like, what do you think it was?
I think it's just our collective efforts over the whole year, to be honest with you. We've not always been winning, but we haven't been losing either, because the team ethic and, you know, the work rate that we all put in as a family just keep each other going. And I think that's what made us score almost 100 points in this game, just because we're all a family. It was our last game of the whole year, so we just wanted to show everybody what we were made of, basically.
Was there a lot of seniors as well leaving who would have been their last game ever for Westminster, I guess?
Yeah, there was a few, handful. I potentially was going to be one of them, but now I'm going to be able to play next year as VP and also as a basketball player, hopefully. I've got enough time. I'm sure there'll be time. But yeah, a few of them are leaving this year, so quite an emotional game, to be honest, yeah.
And looking ahead to the future, do you see a bright future for Westminster basketball then?
Difficult question. Coaching wise, we've definitely got the right coach for the job, so in that sense, yeah, we definitely do. It's just making sure that we get the individuals who commit to being a family, basically. That's all basketball really is. It's a family sport. If you don't have family, you won't progress. We've got the coach, we've got the facilities, so all we need is those enthusiastic individuals and then we'll progress, definitely.
Hopefully a few more good freshers come in yep. September or October.
Yep, any 7-foot tall, good ball handlers, just come straight down.
Unfortunately, the Westminster women's basketball team failed to field a team, and so the score overall went to 1-1. Next up was the men's football second teams. This was a truly eventful game, jam-packed with controversy and plenty of goals. Myself and Dom Betts were touchline throughout the game to give you a real idea of how events unfolded. West London have just taken an early lead. What do you make of that?
It was a good finish, to be fair, curled into the bottom corner, but for me, I think we're playing what, a 4-4-2, sometimes a 4-3-3. I think the pitch is a bit too narrow, so I think we need to work on possession through the middle and then go on a few counter-attacks, because apart from the goal, there's been no real chances in the game so far.
All right, Dom, we'll hear from you a little bit later. University of West London have just doubled their lead to go 2-0 up. Against the run of play, doesn't even come close to describing that. Dom, what are you making of that?
Well, we've had, three chances in the last couple of minutes. We had a free kick and then a few corners after that. But, you know, a mistake from the goalkeeper allowed them for an easy tap-in. But I still think we're in the game. I mean, their two goals have been the only two chances of the game, really. So I still think it's game on.
Yeah, I mean, right before half-time, that is gutting for Westminster. But I'm sure they can regroup and hopefully second half get a few goals. Westminster have just got a goal back in the 60th minute. Number 10, sorry, I don't know his name. Sure, we'll get out to you soon. Good goal. He went through, battled through, and smashed it past the keeper. Great goal. Won it, Dom.
You know, it was a lovely finish, and you know, the way we've played in the second half compared to the way they've played, it is a deserved goal back, and it might spur our players on to get another goal. We're on the attack here. We've got a player on the ball. He plays it down to number 12. Number 12 hits it across.
Oh, there we go.
Hits it.
2-2.
Yes, 2-2.
Unbelievable scenes here. There's some people on the pitch.
Two goals in 2 minutes.
They think it's level. It is now. Oh, that is a fantastic goal. That is what's his name?
Toby.
Toby with the equaliser there. So that's two goals in about a minute for Westminster. All level, and you'll hear from us in a little bit. So it's the 70th minute, and University of West London have just seen a red card. Absolutely disgusting tackle. It deserved a red. Could see it coming from a mile away. Everything got a bit heated. Everyone coming together. There was it was all kicking off. But Dom, a deserved red card.
Definitely. You know, you can't be going in for tackles like that.
Oh, he's two-footed, studs up. He's come flying in, and all credit to the ref there.
Ooh.
He's Westminster just hit the bar, and it's back in. Oh, he's cleared the ball away.
Offside.
But all credit to the ref there. I mean, he stood away from all the...
He controlled it really well.
Yeah, he gave himself time, and then he pulled out the red from the back pocket.
It was a 20-man brawl. Like, everyone was at it. Westminster were going crazy. Like, that's their definite red. So I don't know what the Warriors were arguing about. It's a clear red card. And we clearly have the one-man advantage, and we look like the better side, and look like we're going to get the goal.
So in the 83rd minute, Westminster Dragons second team men's football have taken the lead. What a great finish that was. Ball comes in, he's chested it down, volleyed it home. Keeper had no chance, absolutely special goal. Our touchline reporter Dom is still here. Dom, what do you make of that?
Absolutely quality finish. Definitely the best goal of today so far out of all the five. We've been the only team that's not scoring.
I mean, there was a lull in play for about 10 minutes. After the red card, it seemed to unsettle everyone
a little bit. I think we were trying to work out how we were going to take advantage, his one-man advantage, but that was a lovely bit of play. We were complaining about the number 10 faffing about of it down by the box, but he did whip it in, it did come back, and we volleyed it straight into the back of the net. So with about 7-8 minutes to go, we've in the lead, 3-2.
Westminster 3-2, there we go. Dramatic scenes here. Westminster still lead 3-2, but... University of West London have just been given a second red card. Absolutely horrific tackle, and the ref pulled out his red card in less than a second. It was very, very horrible tackle.
Yeah, the ball came to him. He just dived straight in. You know, as you said, the ref had no hesitation in giving a red card. They're just getting frustrated now. I mean, winning 3-2, they were 2-0 up. Frustration, two red cards. They can't deal with losing after getting the smashing they did in the basketball earlier.
A few minutes left here. Westminster lead 3-2, and University of West London are down to 9 men.
Following the superb comeback victory from Westminster, which now meant they went 2-1 up in the race for the cup, I spoke to one of the goal scorers, Toby.
How was that game for you, mate?
Hot. Very hot. It's a good game, though. Pretty feisty. It's a rival, isn't it? But good game. We played well. Played well second half. First half we were a bit shabby, but getting used to the pitch and the conditions and that. But second half pulled out, came back 2-0 down.
So yeah, it looked like there was a bit of a tactical shift going into the second half. You're playing a lot more wide balls, and the game was a lot more open. You're having a lot more chances coming in from the left.
We knew we had to get the ball out wide because we were all over them first half in that respect. Everyone just worked better as a team second half because. We weren't getting the balls out wide, weren't using the space that we had first half, and then obviously the sending offs helped us a lot with space in the second half.
Then came the turn of Westminster's netball teams. First and second teams both in action. Unfortunately, they both failed to win, and I sat down with a team member afterwards to dissect just what went wrong. The race for the cup now saw the University of West London take a 3-2 lead.
Okay, the first game was unexpectedly close. Like when first played, I think we lost by one, which is massive in netball because normally there's like a good like 10 between your goal difference. But you normally go into your last quarter knowing who's going to win. But we really didn't literally until the whistle blew. But we had a lot of opportunities. We just couldn't get the ball in the goal. That was essentially what went wrong.
And what was the final score in that game?
Oh, I don't actually know. I think it was something like 14-13.
Very close game.
It was by what? The goal difference was one.
Wow.
because it literally went about 10 seconds before was when they got their goal.
And how did you find the atmosphere? There was quite a big crowd there. Was that fun to play in front of?
Oh, it was really nice because for the first game we had probably as many of our supporters as they did because we had the second team still supporting them. But I think that was probably a big thing for the girls. There was a lot of pressure on them because when they were scoring on one end, you had all of the West London lot stood at the other side of the gate, shaking the gate when they're trying to score. So I think they were really feeling the pressure. You could tell that when we were playing.
And then how did the game for the second team go? Was that as close?
Second team game was not as close at all. I think for the first two quarters, we were winning. And then after half-time, we were losing by, like, they turned it around really quick. But they changed on a lot of their players because they don't actually have a second team. So they had a lot of their first team players on, but they have three members of a second team. So they were just swapping on and off their first team. So when we were getting tired in the sun, they were just putting new people on.
Oh, wow. And how has the season gone for you anyway? Has it been a good season?
The season's been amazing. The actual season's been really good. First team went up in their league. Second team finished second in their league, behind Chichester, but Chichester deserved to finish first, so we were really happy with coming second.
How do you see the future of the netball team going forward? Does it look good?
Yeah, I think this year is the first year they've had as many people as we have. And we've done a lot more, we've played a lot more games, because last year they couldn't actually make a full second team for the full season. And now we've had more people probably join in the last term. As well, probably the same amount of people in the last term as we did in the first term. So I think a lot of people are more excited by it because we're doing a lot more.
The University of West London then failed to field a hockey team, giving the University of Westminster another point. The score in the race for the Varsity Cup became 3-3 with just three games to go. Next to take to the field of play was the women's football team. A cagey first half proved fruitless for both teams, with West London coming closest. To take you through all of the action, myself and Dom Betts were again on the touchline with all the info. Second half just kicked off for the women's football, 47 minutes on the clock, and Westminster have spanked a goal in. Absolutely brilliant drive. Onye flew forward, went through about three or four players, laid it off, and it's a great finish. Absolutely cracking finish. Touchline expert Dom Betts is here. Dom, your thoughts on that goal?
Well, the manager or coach must clearly say something at half time, because there was no direct attack with that in the first half whatsoever. But, you know, so she went for a few players, laid it off, and number nine just buried it straight into the back of the net, 1-0, and hopefully we can keep this lead and get a few more.
51 minutes gone here in the women's football, and Westminster have doubled their lead with an emphatic effort from Onye.
Yeah, Onye got the second.
Dom Betts is here, touchline expert, with more.
Well, it was just a really direct goal. The ball just came through, she ran straight through, but I think I looked at the goalkeeper's positioning before she got the ball as she was getting played through, and I could tell it was going to be a goal because of how badly positioned the goalkeeper was. She was trying to make distance over to her left, but she was still leaving so much of the goal free. She wasn't sort of making herself big and stuff. So it was definitely going to be a goal, but to be fair, they really haven't had any chances, West London, this half. So again, just like the men's second team, all the chances have been in the second half. They're through here. No, the cross has gone across the face of goal. But yeah, still 2-0 to the Dragons.
So Westminster women now lead 3-0 in the football. An absolute barnstormer of a header from number 7. And now there's about 5 or 6 minutes left of the game, and the University of West London have just been awarded a penalty kick. I am going to stay with you for this one, and we'll see what they do. Here we go. She's going up for it. And, that's a clinical penalty, bottom left corner. And that's 3-1. There we go. The final whistle goes. Westminster women have won 3-2. It was a bit nervy towards the end. A bus was firmly parked. Dom, your thoughts on that last game?
Well, we dominated the second half. We went 3-0 up, obviously. But, you know, I think we just lost a bit of concentration at the end, let two goals go in. But I think we never looked like losing, really. So I think it's what's that 3-2 overall to us now. I think we can win the men's football and win the rugby and give it a nice 5-2 victory.
Following that fantastic win for the Westminster women's football team, The race for the cup now stood at 4-3 to Westminster, with just the men's football teams and rugby to come. The atmosphere was building nicely around the pitch as the first men's football teams took to the field. As always, myself and Dom Betts were on the touchline, ready to take you through all of the proceedings. We're half an hour into the men's football first team game, and University of West London have just taken the lead with a superb free kick. There's no other words for it. It was just absolutely brilliant. Curled it into the top left corner. Touchline assistant Dom's here. How's the game been going so far, Dom? And thoughts on that goal, mate?
Well, you can't stop it, really, from the, at the end of the day. I mean, it's a quality free kick. Goes straight into the top corner. Like, nothing else you can do, but it's been a really cagey game. I mean, there's been no clear-cut chances otherwise, really. But obviously, as you were talking about, it is really, really good footwork from the attacker from West London. He dinks in between our defenders. It's when you kick it out of the way, and then obviously there's only one way the attacker can run it, so straight into your play and falls over. So it is a free kick, but on a balance of play, I still think we're in the game, obviously, because it's only 1-0. But it's definitely game on for us. This should definitely like motivate our players to up their game and get a few goals.
Yeah, I think that goal should maybe settle things down a bit even. It's been, as you say, really cagey. It's been mostly played in the centre of the park. A few poor balls forward. Not much in the way of goal mouth action. But a well-won free kick and a brilliantly taken free kick. You can't be disappointed conceding them kind of goals. It's a good finish. And let's hope Westminster can get back into it. We're about 10 minutes into the second half of the men's first team game. And Westminster are on the charge. A couple of really good chances. Really well worked. Like, just as we said before the break, they need to get it down the wings and get balls in the box, and that's exactly what they've done, and they've had a lot of success from doing it. Dom is here, as always. Your thoughts, my boy?
We've been a lot better second half for me. I mean, we didn't really have a chance in the first half, and we've had, I'd say, two clear-cut chances, which we both blazed over the bar, unfortunately, but we're on the attack here. What are we going to do with it? He's on the edge of the box. He's going to whip it in. Well defended by West London. But, I mean, we've been a lot better this second half. We've limited them to about zero chances, I'd say. So if we continue the way we've been playing, we will definitely get some goals. You know, we've had some good chances which we should have buried, but unfortunately just gone over the bar.
I think the key again is getting out wide, getting balls in the box. Number four for Westminster has been special. I think he's just come on, but he's making some marauding runs. He's going forward now. He's putting a ball in the box. Oh, well saved by the keeper. We'll keep you updated, but Westminster on the charge. Let's hope they can turn it around here.
Okay, so Westminster men's first team, we've just got one back. It's now 2-1 and there's a minute left to play. It's getting intense now. The other fans singing, we've got one more goal than you. Let's see if Westminster can get one back in the next probably 50 seconds now. Dom, how's this game been going? It's been a pretty poor game. I mean, yeah, what do you make, mate?
It's been very cagey. You know, I mean, good bit of talent to get a goal, you know. Brilliant bit of shot for, what, say 20 yards out?
Yeah, he's cut in from the right-hand side, drilled it with the left foot, bottom right-hand corner. Great finish.
For me, the goalie wasn't expecting it. He wasn't expecting to drill it straight at him. Went under him, into the back of the net. You know, we've got a couple of minutes left to get a goal.
There's a couple of players down now. A
couple of players down over the far side of the pitch. But, I don't know, if we get a good counter-attack on, I still see if we can get a goal. And we've got two players up here. Get the ball up here, go for a counter.
Well, it's got to be now all forward, bomb balls into the box. That's the main chance. Yeah, if anything happens, we'll be sure to tell you about it. There goes the full-time whistle, and the Westminster men's team have lost 2-1 to University of West London. There's quite big scenes now. I believe it's now 4-4, and we head over to the rugby. Let's hope the Westminster rugby boys can pull out a win and retain the cup for Westminster.
After that disappointing defeat for Westminster, the race for the Varsity Cup stood at 4-4, leaving everyone rushing over to the rugby stadium. The atmosphere was intense, a winner-takes-all game. As the rugby players took to the field, the stadium erupted, and an outnumbered group of Westminster University fans, also known as the Dragons, certainly made themselves heard. Myself and Dom Betts were there every step of the way.
So Westminster have taken a 3-0 lead. They had a penalty early on.
They had the kickoff. They charged it down well. They won the points, and they converted the 3-point kick. Dom, that was a great start, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant start. That's what you want. You know, going to lead, get that kind of link. Hope we can go in the front, get a try. You know, get a good lead. You know, we just want to keep that pressure up, get a few points on the board, and just put them under pressure because they're the home side.
Westminster University have stormed into an early lead here in the rugby. They've just had a brilliant breakaway try. There was a turnover from a line out, played it out wide, and the fullback has absolutely burned their whole team for pace. He's flown through. He was mocking them halfway through on his way to a try. Absolutely fantastic try. And the conversion, a tricky conversion, was planted. Westminster lead 10-0. Don.
Well, like, he literally ran through the whole team. You know, absolutely brilliant run for me. You know, that's what you want. You know, an early 10-0 lead. We're putting more pressure on the home side. That's the thing. More pressure is on them, the more worried they're going to get, because it's pretty much been all Westminster for the first 10 minutes.
So about 15 minutes into this game, the final game, the rugby game between Westminster University and University of West London. University of West London have just scored a try. They had a line out on the 5-yard line, threw it in, snuck through a gap in the defence of Westminster, got a try just underneath the post and converted. The score now 10-7.
And Westminster have got a second try. It is now 17-7. A lovely counter-attack from Westminster. We just ran straight through the pitch, right down to the end, and then it was just an easy conversion for us. So what that is, 17-7, 17 for Westminster, 7 for West London. Come on, you Dragons! We've gone and got another try. So that is now 22-7. If we can convert this, it'll be 25-7. Can Westminster convert the try is the question. Let's see if we can do it. The boys in yellow and black.
Right down the middle, I'm sure they will.
It's right in front of the post. This has to go in. Come on, Westminster, you can do this. Let's go. Can he make it 25-7? And he does! He makes it 25-7 to Westminster. So that's 25 Westminster.
The wind's in the bag.
7. In the last bit of the second half, they've got a goal. They've got a try back. Westminster are now 24-14 in the lead. Let's see if they can hold it on. Disco on the touchline. Westminster have only got a try in the last minute. There's absolute banter on the touchline. Westminster have converted the try. Get in there. It is now 31-14 to Westminster. Get in there,
Westminster!
Following that incredible win for Westminster, the fans came flooding onto the pitch, and Dom was there to catch all of the reactions from a jubilant group of Dragons.
There's a pitch invasion, lads! Let's get amongst it! The Dragons have won!
Yeah, don't know, we won this thing, you feel me?
Yes, the Dragons have won it! It's ours! It's ours! It's ours!
And there we have it. The Dragons retain the Varsity Cup for another year. A fantastic day for Westminster and the whole sporting family at Westminster. Until next year, that was Varsity 2015. Witness the battle.